body, the limbs used to fall off. That's what he used to do. They're what? Hoylech loy Erev Pesach. Amukah Shkin would go Erev Pesach, eats a rape near the doctor. V'choyt choy. And he would have the doctor cut off the limb. Ad shemaniach by kisara. Not cut off the arm completely, but let it be attached to drop. Here's the worth is still attached. So therefore it's not tummy. The doctor didn't become tummy yet. Because since the arm is still attached to drop, there's no tummy yet. Then, v'toych voy b'stira, he would get his arm stuck onto a thorn-like. V'nim shakamen, when he would pull his arm away, v'aloy, and then the arm would come off. And it comes out, no, he didn't touch the arm, so the person in Mukashkin is not tummy. And therefore, v'aloy oyster pischoy, he would do his Pesach at night. There's Erev Pesach, and the doctor would also be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And he said, the answer back, Reinonu, or Reinonu, Shadron Kavachayma. The Madach by a man, that a man has tumor when he's alive, still calls him on the Aver attached to the body. He doesn't, the Aver is not tummy, so by Behemah, Behemah himself is not Makabu tumor when the Behemah is alive. So Pshita, that the Aver is not tummy, calls him on attached. Calls him on the arm, or the Aver is attached to the body, it doesn't become tummy. See, Rashi said, the reason why the Mukashkim did this was found they didn't look nice having the arms hanging. So they used to have it cut off before Pesach, since they went to Eilu Regal, so they wanted to look nice, so they'd have the arm cut off. But they did it in a way that nobody became tummy. Not the doctor became tummy, not they became tummy. Tanan also learned the Mishnah in Machshirin, HaMoichek HaSakrisha, somebody is like squashing Krisha, a vegetable. V'yaseich HaPesach, somebody squeezing out the water from his hair. He has water in his jacket and he's squeezing it out now. It says, the water that's still sapped into the clothing, that's not b'chiyutan, it's not called water yet. It's not machshe kabatuma. But the water that comes out, you get the water out of your hair, out of the beged, that water is called, you want it, so that water now is huchshe kabatuma. And Omar Shmuel, this vegetable itself, when you squeeze the water out of it, the water that's coming out, it's mashed to the pre, le kabotum. My time, what's the reason? Where's the water touching the pre? Bishas pre shememenu. When the water, you squeeze the water out of the pre, so when the water's coming out, it's also touching the pre. So at that second, the water is mashed to the pre, le kabotum. Bishas pre shememenu hukshra. For tomorrow, is that true? For your tonight, we're going to our Mishnah. Erev Pesach, these mukah shchin, Erev Pesach, they went, they went to a doctor. And the doctor cut it off, but left the drop there. And then later, he would get his hand stuck onto a thorn and pull it off. So the question is, v'yamrit b'shas p'rishosom, hukshru, that when the water comes out of the beged, the last second when it's leaving the beged, it's cool like it's touching the beged, there also, when the mukah shchin has his arm pulled off, the second is coming off, it's cold like it's still touching his body. So then the mukashkin should become tummy. If the second the arm comes off him, like the second it comes off, it's cold still attached to him. So like it's cold touching him. So that arm has tumas meis on it now. So it should be called touching the person. Just like you say, when the water comes out of his pre, the drops come out, it's still called touching the pre. So also, the Aver now is still touching his body. So when it says no, to the Yom Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef answers, benitosu mikol koichai, if you're pulling it with all your strength, and then you cut something, there's no connection there. If something is tight, it is not being pulled, stretched out, just it cut off slowly, then it's still called attached. But if you do it, if you have something stretched out, and then you cut it, so when something's stretched and you cut it, it pulls apart. That's not called contact. That's not called a negi at all. Here in the Mishnah means the mukashkin like arm is being pulled away. So when he pulls it, and his arm comes off, there's no attachment there. That's not called a negi. We'll soon see his case. That's what Rav Yosef said. Now, we've learned Rav Yosef's halacha. Oh, this halacha. It says, Zav etal mace. The person that's a zav, or else the person that touched the mace. Shoyim halchin, they were walking on the road. The yard walayim geshamim, rain came on the clothing, on the hair. Safa pishasach, even though they squeeze out the water, say it's going into the beggar, into the jacket. So it squeezes out the water from the top of the beggar to the bottom of the jacket. Torim, that water is nothing. Since the water didn't come out yet, it's not hooks for kabutuma. Shein mechash from ella sheyotzu. We only care about the water that comes out. Sheyotzu mikulun, the water that came out completely from the beggar. Yotzu mikulun, when the water comes out of the beggar, then aray machshirin. Then that water is called water, and it's the mash of the kli lekabutuma. So we're talking about now where you like spritzed out the water with all your strength. You have to be gross that the Shita says it. The case here was means after the water leaves the beged, then the water is hukshel kabotuma. But the beged itself is not hukshel, the beged itself is not tomei. So who you see I hear when the water left it, we do not consider like the water is touching the beged. Why not? We said I saw before the Bishas Prisha, when it's coming out, it's still touching the beged. So Yosef answers, here we're talking about now, you're like spritzing out the water, you're shaking out the water with all your strength. So when you're pulling out the water fast, then we say the water leaves the beged, it's not called attached to the beged anymore. Only if something comes out slowly, then the last drop that comes out is still called attached to the beged. If you do something strong with strength, then it's not called attached. That's the Pharaoh's Talmud case, Mukashkin here also, where the guy is pulling off his arm with strength, it's like it snaps it off, that's not called a Megi at all. There it's not called attached at all, therefore it remains Torah. See the Mishnah, then it's the Mishnah by the Vioid, another question, Shaul Rabbi Kiva, he asked the most like this, what's going to be, HaShechet HeZvochim, Bachutz. Somebody took five different Kabbonis, and he shecht the machutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. Be'el ha-machutz with one forgetting. She's over five averus of shchut echutz with one forgetting. Mahu. How many chatoris is he chayiv now? Chayiv ha-kolachas v'yachas. Is chayiv five? Or yachas ha-kulim? One for all five. That was a shayla. Omer, they said back to him, Loi shemar. This we did not hear. We did not hear clear the locha. Omer b'shur. B'shur said though, Shemati, I heard like this, that bo'ichol mizevach echot, if somebody eats a carb from one carbon, the food was put into five different plates. Belamach was the one forgetting. Shuchayv akolachas biyachas. Mishumili is over in Isamila, five milas. He was nana from Hegdish, five different plates, even though it's all one avera. But since it's in five different plates, he owed Yichayv five chatois. His son, Yeshua says, for all Yanisha, the Roman Kabachayim, I have a Kabachayim now. The Madach over here, it's like one behemoth. And you chayiv five chatois, so in your case from the Kiva, where you shechted five different kabonas bachutz, avadi you be chayiv five chatois. Omer Rabbi Shimon said back, no. Omer Rabbi Shimon loikach, that's not the pshat shol Rabbi Kiva, that wasn't Rabbi Kiva shal altogether. Because right, he learns in that case, pshiti yoni chayiv once, one. Ela rather, Rabbi Kiva meant he asked like this, Ela bo'eichol noiser mechamisha zvochim. He ate noiser, the korban was left over from five different kabbonis. Belamachas mau, chayiv akas akulam, or yichayiv akulachas biyachas, because there are five different behemoths, there are five different noises. Omulah, they said back to him, Lo Shemana, we did not hear this clearly. Only Bishur said back, yes, Shemati heard like this, that biyach mazevachach, somebody eats from one korban, they tamchum in five different plates, Belamachas one forgetting, shuchayiv akulachas biyachas, is chayiv five different chatois. Mishamil is over the Yisamil, he's being there from Hegdish. He's so Roy Yanisha, the Roman Kabachayimah, he also from Kabachayimah. Madach dir. No, that's a question between the fact he had a north from the Yisam, that's Mechayev you. But shaking here, we stand Shech Tachutz, maybe since the Mice is one Avera, but Helamecha, maybe you're Nechayev one. So where it says, rather Kach Sholu. This is what Rabbi Kiva asked the question. Somebody eats from an Issa Mesa, Mechomish Svochen, from five different Kabbalahs, Belamachas, one forgetting Ma, what's Belochom? Chayiv Becholachas Viachas, is the Chayiv each one a separate Chatois, or Yachas Akulim, since it's Belamachas, one forgetting, the one Avera, is only Chayiv one Chatis. That was Rabbi Kiva Shailah. On this, Omele, the Chomish said back, Le Shemana, we did not hear clearly. Omele, Bishuva said, Shemati heard like this, that the Yerchum is ever Hechor, somebody eats from one carbon, Mechamisha and Tamchuyim, from five different plates, five different ways of eating it, five different, let's say, dishes. One was roasted, one was boiled. Then the machas, the one forgetting, shechai b'chomachas v'yachas. Mishu mila, he's over this mila. Thou eats from this, he's over this mila, 5 minutes. If so, on this, v'roya ni hadvon shechai b'chomachas v'yachas. Ayir v'chai b'chomachas, he had to say that yechai b'v'yit from this for five different kabonas. Umam is there b'chechod. Shein gufa mechwakim, it's only one carbon. Chai b'chomachas v'yachas, it's there v'yit from five different tamchuyim. Yechai five chatoyis, mishum tamchuyim, mechwakim, because I call upon the plates. Make it separately, is so here. And your shayla of chamisha zvokim with five different zvokim, the gufa mechwakim, the different mechwakim, the different behemis, like kol shechem, that for sure yechai five chatoyis. On this note, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back, Leikar Shoy, that's not the way he asked the question. Ever b'yoycho, mizeh v'chechonos, noisem v'chemish v'ochem. Well, he's not supposed to be ghost, but this is a repetition of what we just said. We just said the shayla was, ever b'yoycho, noisem v'chemish v'ochem, behenem achas, now, chayv v'cholach, achayv achas, akunem achayv v'cholach v'achas. On the lele shemano, Rabbi Shuremam, shemat, b'yoycho, mizeh v'chechem, v'chemish tamchuyim, a repetition we just said before. This is rather the way you should learn the Shiloh, but this type is with a good proof. But talking about Achilus over here, they're both Nena, so we hold here from one Zevach, Yechai, five Chatoyim, because the five different Tanchuyim, Pshit, if it's five different Behemoths, also you'll be Chai, five Chatoyim. Omele Rebbe Kiva, Im Halacha Mekabalit, what you're saying is Halacha, you Mekabalit. But if not, he says, I have a true, but ask you a question, and came on that Meister from Mila. So the question is, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua, Lehet Shuva Rabbi Kiva, or Lehi? Was Rabbi Yeshua Mekabel, the Kasha Rabbi Kiva asked, or was he chosen to say, came on that Meister from Mila, or not? So Toshma coming here. The tiny one like this. Ochal Hecha Tichos Meister Mezevechecha. Somebody eats five different pieces of Meister from one carbon. Delamach is one forgetting. The Chamisha Tamchuyim, five different plates, five different ways of eating it, like one was roasted, one was cooked, one was boiled. And the Meidu Lechatz Tachat, you want to bring one Chatzis? The Aloy Hoidish Lem, if you do not know if you have a suffix, whether you did the Chet altogether or not. And the Meidu El Hashem Toli, you only ask, you want to bring one Hashem Toli. What's going to be in the Chamisha Tamchuyim, the Chamisha Lomis, ate from five different plates and five different forgettings? Vem Shita, Meidu Chatoz, the Kolachas Miachas, each one is kind of separate Chatoz. And therefore, if you have a supper when you did the chetimat, if you are loyhoidish len, maybe Hashem Tolu bring us Hashem Tolu akolachas viachas. What's going to be mehez vokh in behel mechas? If chad akolachas viachas. The Yosef Yehudu Weimer, afilu ochlu hecha tichos, he ate five different pieces. Mehez vokh in five different carbonas, behel mechas, and chayv alochat tachas. Since it's only one chet, and it's behel mechas, you only chayv one, even though it's good for mechlokim. The Asvekim, you have a suffix, whether you did the Chet altogether or not. And maybe El Hashem Toli Achas, you only have one Hashem Toli. Why? Because Klaalu Shadova, the Klaalu is like this. That Kol Shechalukim Mechatoyis, anytime the Chiluk Aveira is Mechaybi to bring a different Chatoyis. So you have a suffix, whether you did the Chet, it's Chalukim B'Yashomis. Aval Hei Chatichos Beitam Chuyin, Mizevach Echod, Lefnei Zerikas Domin, Avilu Bela Machas, is Chayb Chalachas V'Yachas Mishum Mila. If you eat what, I will hecha tichos, five different pieces, in five different plates from one carbon, and if you eat it now, let's make zrikas nista mila on it, even though it's one forgetting, yichayv kolachas liachas mishum mila, because the chumra of mila, yichayv each one separately. So when I said, but vila while snake, and maybe I can tell like that we did not learn. So man, who's this girl like? You know, Rabbi Kiva, listen to me say from, that snake, and maybe I can tell you. That man, Rabbi Kiva, mechayv kol snake, mila, I can tell you. I love it, because I can Otani behei halomis, maybe echateis. Shamina kibli minei, must be worth makabla from him. Must be sure it was makabla from Rabbi Kiva. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with what we'll start over the next week again on the next day. Yeah, really, we're holding the Avtez Zayin Amad Aleph. We just start over again from the last Mishnah. On the Avtez Zayin Amad Aleph, the Mishnah says like this again, that the Oy Sholu Rabbi Kiva, Kiva asks a question like this, Ha'ashoychet Hei Zvochem Achutz,
Somebody shared five carbonis pachutz, belo machos, the one forgetting, maho, how many chatois is he chayiv? Chayiv a kolachas fiachas for every zevach he shechted, or yachas takulum, since it's all behelam echad. It's a one forgetting. As a shal, do you go bosa five different gufim, or since it's one aveira, belo machas? Is omuloy, the chum said back to him, loy shemana, we didn't hear this. On this omu bishu bishu says back, no shemati, I did hear, I heard like this. That b'yoichum mizevach echad, if it's a person needs from one korban, mehei tamchuyim, we'll see later on in the Gemara exactly what does hei tamchuyim mean, five different dishes like, whether it was cooked, broiled, be'la machas, one forgetting, shuchai v'kolachas v'yachas mishumilo, he's over nis the mili, he's been nenef megdish, he's over five chatoyis, even though really it's from one korban. The Messiah Bishuva says, b'roi yanish, at v'rom kavachoyim, it's a kavachoyim here. They say that by your case, with five different korbanis, Havad Yechayiv, five different chatois. On this, Rav Shimon says, Loi kach shalom v'kiva. No, this was not the shayla. Because if that was the shayla, the answer is not a good answer, like we'll see in the Gemara. Elo, rather, Rav Kiva shayla is like this. Elo, b'yoichol noiser, meichom mizvach, when a person ate from five different korbanis, he ate noiser. There's five different korbanis that were left overnight, and he ate the gezayis from each one of them. Be'elo machas, and one forgetting ma, what's the locha? Chayiv achas hakulam, or Yechayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas. Is Omrila, and this Chum said back again, Lo Shemana, we didn't hear. Omri Bishur, Bishur says back, yes, Shemati, I heard, that Boichum is Zevechecha, somebody eats from one korban, Be'et Tamchuyim, five different plates, five different dishes, Be'la Machas, the one forgetting, Shuchayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas Mishumila, he's over like five, five Asham Milas, five different Averis, even us from one korban. If so, Rabbi Yeshua says, V'roi ani yaisish adron kavachom al kavachom here. That madach here, where it's one korban, yichayi five chatoi, five ashamis, sevad in your case, yichayi five. Omele Rav Akiva Kiva says, in malach and kavach, it's a malach lemesh yusin alike, if that's malach, I'll be mekavach to say yichayi. But yin ledin, if you're making a svara kavachom here, yes, tshuva, I have a question on your kavachom and your svara. Omele, so Yeshua said back to him, hoshev answer. Omele, he said like this, by Mila, the three chumras. First of all, the one that feeds somebody else is chayiv, even though he doesn't have hanor himself. The one that's moitzi et mehegdish. The one that gives out hanor, the one that receives hanor. And tziref as tamila's mam ruba. If you eat the mila a little bit now, a little bit later, you have hanor. A little bit now, a little bit later, you chayiv. Ma shein kain, by nois you don't have this. Tiyama benois shein biachas mela, by nois you don't have this halachas. You have to eat the kezayis, but then if they're achilus pras, and only the ones that eat it, not the one that feeds it. So you see that chum is over milo, so Mekiva says, I will not learn out milo, I will not learn out noisa from milo. Now the Gemara says, my kashalu Rabbi Shimon, what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon said, loy kach sholu. The first shalu we had in the Mishnah was, that Mekiva asked to be shecht five zavachim bachutz, v'chayit, and Rabbi Shimon said that wasn't the shayla. So what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? What's the proof to say Rabbi Kiva asked the shayla if you shecht five chatoyis pachutz? See, brought him back a raya Yeshua if you eat. So malo oichol shekeinena. By oichol we eat from these five. He answered him back to Yeshua and said, "Mizevarech beitam chuim nichay five milas." Over there, though, the aveir was done through nena. Maybe that's why, since it's five different anos yichayiv. But over here, it's one Meister Shchita, maybe you only chayiv once. So you can't bring a proof from Nena to a Meister Shchita. Elo right there, Rabbi Shimon learns, Kach Sholo. This was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. What's going to be, Ha'oichu Noisem Yichamisha Zvachim. Somebody eats Noisem for five different Kabonis. Bela Machas, the one forgetting Mao. Chayiv Becholachas V'yachas, they chayiv each one separately, Yachas Akulan. Or Melo, and this Rabbi Shimon said back, Lo Shimon didn't hear clearly. Or the Rucham said back, I'm not sure, but Yeshua says, yes, Shemati heard, B'yechol, Mizabechach, Mechamisha Tamchuyim, B'yelamech, Shechav, Kolachas, V'yachas, Mishumilu, that you are chayiv separately, for each achila. For Roy Yanish, at the Brom Kabachoyim, Yeshua says, Al the Kabachoyim, Ma, Mizabech, here's from one korban, Shengufa, Mechlokim, they're not different behemoths, Chayiv, Kolachas, V'yachas, for each eating, Yechayiv, Mishum, Tamchuyim, Mechlokim, because each one's a different plate. It was cooked differently, if so, in Rabbi Kiva's case. Chamisha Zvachim, the five different Kabonis, Shegufa Machokim, a different Korbin, Lekoshkin, the Vidik Kazayas Naisa, from each one of them, that Yechayi five Chatois. on this Amram Shimon Shin Sam's back with Rina Gurustis, but we have the gears of Shum Lakar Sholu, Elabiyachum, Zabechum, Zanesa, Elmechum, Kai, Rakhaz Gomer, Kaz Gomer, Shuan Duna Gurustis. This we have before, Mishu's Rati Bechum, Huzukai, Yavuna Gurustis. But Kopon, that's the way Rabbi Shimon was a Gurus, that Yabakiva Shaila was by an Eichel. The person eats from five different Kabonis, a Kazai's Nesa from each one of them. He is with a Behelamacha, so it's Chayiv 1 of 5. Yabishu answered back and said, yes, just like you see if you eat from Mila, if you eat from one carbon, five different Tamchui, Mechayiv 5 Katois, here also. On this, the Gemara says, Omul Rabbi Kiri said back, Im Halacha Nekabal. If it's Halacha, be Mekabal. But if not, I have a Tshuva Bedover. Now the Gemara says, Omul Rabbi Kiva, Im Halacha Nekabal. Kiri said, if it's Halacha, I'll accept it. But if it's a svara, that's Rabbi Kiva's svara, that mila is different. Mila is a chumra that if you give it out to somebody else, you even chayiv. Mashenke nice for some of you yourself eat it. So the question is, the Gemara says, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lo tshuva Rabbi Kiva loy. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept now this answer that Rabbi Kiva said? That Rabbi Yeshua also should say, if somebody eats from five different kabonis or chayis of nice with one forgetting, he's only chayiv 1 chatis? Or is he chayiv? No, 5 chatois. Most of the Tashma come in, the time is like this. Ochalei chatichah, somebody eats 5 pieces of noisim, mizevachach from 1 carbon, be'elomach, that's the 1 forgetting, be'chamisha tamchuyim, if it's in 5 different plates, meaning this, from 1 carbon you had noisah, but 1 kezias was roasted, 1 was boiled, 1 was fried, so it says, ain't the navy elachatisachah, you only have to bring 1 chatis. Be'alei hoidishalem, let's say you're not sure you ate it all together. Ain't a maybe a oshem toli echad. You don't have to bring 1 oshem toli. What's going to be though? Mechamisha tamchuyim, bechamisha lamas. Let's say from 5 different plates, but 5 different forgettings. Then the churub shita maybe chatas a kolachas viachas. Then avad you bring 5 separate chatoyes, because since you knew in between each one's a separate maisa. The yediyas is mechalik. Let's say each time you were mesupik, you had a doubt whether you did the avera, whether you ate it all together or not. So maybe yoshem tola kolachas viyachas. So far it's good. What's going to be though? Mehez vachim. It says he ate noiser from 5 different kabonis. Mehez vachim. Helamach the 1 forgetting. It says clearly chayiv kolachas viyachas. Yichayiv. I'm not saying gerus yichayiv. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weimer afilu ochal. Hey chatichos, I think the sheet says you're not girls, this middle part. Just Rabbi Yosi, girls here, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudu, I know that afilu ochal hey chatichos and hey zvochim, the person ate 5 pieces of noisa from 5 different kabonis, the elamach was the 1 forgetting, the din is ainin maybe elachatasach, you only have to bring 1 chatis. So who do you see this Rabbi Kiva svara? For Yal Sveik, if you have a doubt whether you ate the chatas, whether you ate the meisur altogether, and there may be a loshem toli, you don't have to bring 1 loshem toli. Klol shadov, what's the klal? That kol shechalukim b'chatois, anytime you have to bring different chatois, chalukim b'shomis. If you have a doubt whether you did the aver or not, you have to bring a different loshem toli. Avol hei chatichas beitam chuyim, if you ate 5 pieces in 5 different plates, mizevach echod, lefnei zrikas domim, before you made a zrika, that means there's nisa milu involved. Even though you're a kohen, before zrika, you can't eat from the korban. So there's a nisa milu involved. Here it says, afilu belamach, even 1 forgetting. Even though what? Ochel hei chatichos beit tamchuyim, it was from 1 korban. There's 5 different pieces. Chayva kolachas viyachas misha mila. That's what is Rabbi Yeshua swore in the Mishnah. That by mila, we're more machmet to say by mila, that yichai for each eating a separate chatis. Even though it's from 1 korban, but mila is more l'chumra. So that's what this brisa says. This brisa says, even though by mila yichayi 5, but by eating from noister it says it was from 5 different kabonis. It says you only chayiv 1. So l'chumra, this brisa now, v'ilu al sveika maybe yoshim.